Buksan po natin ating mga Bibles sa Book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 to 18 ang atin pong babasahin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 and 18. Ready, read. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Tayo po'y mananalangin. Dakilang Diyos na nasa langit, salamat po sa umagang ito, Panginoon. Salamat sa pagkakataon na kami po ay nakarating ng payapat ligtas. Dinala niyo kami dito sa bahay, sambahan. Thank you so much for our families, our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones. Nakasama po namin ngayong umaga. Lord, we are praying that you speak to anyone, to everybody this morning, and let your Holy Spirit be with us. And we are praying na nawa, Panginoon, ang amin pong mga mahal sa buhay, isang araw ay magkaroon din po ng tamang relasyon sa inyo. Ang bawat isa na wala pang kasiguruhan ay magkaroon din ng kaligtasan. And I believe that someday, or in your time, Panginoon, ang bawat isa ay maliligtas, Panginoon. Dahil yan po ang nasa iyong salita. Maraming salamat po at patawad sa anuman pong mga pagkukulang at pagkakasala. Iniling namin ang lahat ng ito sa pangalan po ni Jesus na aming Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Amen. May be seated. Again, we are studying about 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. But in fact, we are studying the verses 9 through 21. Pero sa ngayon po, nandun tayo sa atin pong panimula kung saan binigyan po natin ng diin na ang lahat ng bagay ay galing sa Panginoon. Amen? All things are of God. All things are of God. We know that everything is from God. The old creation, sabi nga ho, pinag-aralan natin last time, in the book of Genesis, the creation. Alam natin that the creation was made, is there. Ang ating Panginoon, ang Diyos natin na makapangyarihan, our Almighty God, ang siyang gumawa po ng lahat ng bagay na ito. And nakita natin that within 6 days, andyan po yung paglalang ng atin pong Panginoon, paglikha ng ating Diyos. In the book of Genesis, there is the creation because we know that all things are of God. Nakita natin yung kapangyarihan ng Diyos, nakita natin yung marvelous works, wondrous works ng atin pong Panginoon doon po sa Genesis chapter 1. Amen. And on the seventh day, sabi nga po dun sa Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 to 3, on the seventh day, God rested. Amen. God rested. We must have, sabi nga po, God rested not because He is tired of His working. God rested not because God is really tired. God rested because God wants us or give us or gave us an example that we should rest. Amen? We must have a day. Sabi nga po in the Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, He blessed it and sanctified it. Meaning that the seventh day or the day of rest is a blessed and holy. That's why God blessed it and sanctified it. So mga kaibigan, we need to have time. We must have a day with the Lord. We must have a day with the Lord because God commands it. Amen? This is not a man's word. Ang salitang ito ang pagpapahinga. The Sabbath day is hindi ho ito salita ng tao. This is not from man, but the Sabbath day is commanded by God. Commanded by God. Makikita ho natin yan, mga kapatid. In the book of Exodus, andyan po sa book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Amen? Balikan po natin mga kaibigan dun sa book of Exodus chapter 20, We've studied last time the 10 commandments, but we are focusing on the 4th commandment, wherein we are going to see that God commanded that we should have a day of rest. And God blessed it and God sanctified it. So we must have a day with the Lord. We need to have a day with the Lord. Not just for us to cease from physical work, but sabi nga ho, for us to have a spiritual renewal. Amen? Not just to cease us from physical work, but for us to have an spiritual renewal. Because alam po natin mga kaibigan, in this world, we have so many things. Marami tayong ginagawa sa mundong ito, maraming mga bagay na tayo'y napapagod. Not just physically, but mostly, or sabi nga ho, is spiritually. So mga kaibigan, sa Exodus chapter 20, makita ho natin sa verses 8 to 11, that's why we must have a day with the Lord. It is important that people must have or have a day with the Lord. Kailangan po natin magkaroon ng isang araw at isa Panginoon. Magbigay ho tayo ng panahon sa atin pong Panginoon because ito ho ay iniuutos ng Panginoon. Hindi ho ito galing sa kung sino man. Hindi ho ito galing sa simbahan. Hindi ho ito galing sa sino mang minister or pastor or preacher or kung sino man. This was came from the Lord. This was derived from the commandment of God. And this was included in the Ten Commandments. We should have a day with the Lord. We must have a day with the Lord because God commands it. Exodus chapter 20 says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor. The Lord says, within 6 days, you must do what you are going to do. Gawin mo na kung anong gusto mong gawin sa buong anim na araw. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Para mapanatili ho nating banal. Because God blessed it and God sanctified it. Amen? On the seventh day, God rested from His work. But that doesn't mean that God was tired. But because God gave us an example for us to have a day of rest. And that day of rest is for us to have a physical renewal and is mostly spiritual renewal. Amen? Aren't you exhausted within 6 days? And most of the people don't have time to rest. And sadly, don't have time for God. So blessed are we. Amen? Are we blessed? Amen. Because we are here. We know that we need to keep the seventh day holy. Amen? We are blessed because we know that we need to have time with God. Amen po. Praise the Lord. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. 6 days, sabi ng ating Panginoon, God said, 6 days shalt thou labor. You may have the 6 days. The Lord says, amen. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. Verse 10, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. God made all things. Within 6 days, and on the seventh, God rested. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. As we have read Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Amen po. Ipinapakita lamang po yung kahalagahan ng salita ng Panginoon. Ipinapakita ng Diyos yung kahalagahan ng kanyang sinasabi in the book of Genesis, in the book of Exodus, at isinama niya yan sa kanyang Ten Commandments. We must have a day with the Lord. Amen. We must have a day with the Lord because God commands it. Iniutos ng Diyos na magkaroon tayo ng isang araw sa atin pong Panginoon. Purihin ng Diyos dahil nandito po tayo ngayong umaga. From the 6 days of work. Amen? Mapapagod po ba tayo? Pagod po ba tayo? Are we tired within 6 days? Diba? We need to have rest. And ang maganda po dyan, hindi lamang tayo namamahinga kung hindi tayo po ay nakikipagtagpo sa Diyos. Amen? Nakikipagtagpo tayo sa atin pong Panginoon. He blessed and sanctified it. And one thing is for sure, God rested not because, again, He was tired. Ang Panginoon natin ay nagpahinga, hindi dahil siya ay pagod, kundi alam natin that God was setting an example for us. So again, God rested because God was so pleased with what He has done. Remember, doon sa sinabi ng atin pong Panginoon, and God saw everything that He was made, and ang sabi ng atin Panginoon, it was very good. And God rested because He had no desire to do anything else. Amen? He had no desire to do anything else. But then again, mga kaibigan, all things are of God, the creation and even the commandment. Nilagay po ng Diyos ang tao sa Garden of Eden, pero sabi nga po, God gave them commandment to obey. Ginawan din po ng Diyos ng utos ang tao, ang kanyang unang nilalang para sundin. Hindi lamang po ginawa ang utos para baliwalain, but God gave them commandment to obey. Amen? God gave them commandment to obey. And that commandment is of Him as well. All things are of God. Lahat ng ginawa ng ating Panginoon ay galing sa Kanya, para sa Kanyang own pleasure. And even His commandment is of Him. Galing din ito sa ating pong Panginoon. Kailangan sundin ng tao. Makita po natin sa chapter 1 na ginawa ng Diyos ang tao para mamahala. God made man para mag-oversee doon sa kanyang creation. Pero dahil sa kanilang pagsuway, mga kapatid, nawala ang pribilehiyo ng tao. Bagkos napalitan po yan ng kaparusahan. Amen. Because alam natin na binigyan ng Diyos ng commandment ang tao at kailangan sundin ng tao. God took away their privilege. Nawala po yung pribilehiyo ng tao na inilagay ng Diyos doon sa Garden of Eden na pwede nilang kainin ang lahat ng doon maliban doon sa ipinagbili ng Diyos na bawal kainin. Pero sabi nga ho, nang sinuway po ng tao ang utos ng Diyos, God took away their privilege. God took away their privilege and sent them away from the Garden of Eden. God sent them away from the Garden of Eden. So again, mga kaibigan, pumasok po yung kasalanan. Sin entered sa tao. At makita po natin na ginawa ng tao ang kanyang sariling kakayanan. Amen? In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 7, man made apron of fig leaves to cover their sins. Para pagtakpan po, sabi nga ho, yun ay sinisimbolo ng kasalanan, para pagtakpan yung kanilang katawan. Dinakpan nila yung kanilang katawan dahil sila'y namulat, sabi nga ho, dun sa kamuwangan, na noon ay wala pa silang kamuwangan sa lahat-lahat ng bagay because nang dahil sa kanilang pagsuway, namulat po yung tao sa kamuwangan doon sa kasalanan at nakita nila yung kanilang sarili na sila pala'y walang saplot. So Adam and Eve sowed fig leaves para takpan po yung kanilang mga sarili in Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. Pero sabi nga ho, hindi ho sapat ang ginagawa ho ng tao. Hindi sapat ang ginagawa ng tao o ang ginawa ng tao para pagtakpan ang sarili nating kasalanan. All things are of God. Amen? Even the solution for our sins. We cannot do on our own for us to cover our sins. Even the redemption is of God. Amen? That's why God gave them coats of skins. In the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 21, God made coats of skins. And that it symbolizes the coming salvation, the coming redemption. That symbolizes that there should be shedding of the blood for the remissions of sins. God made coats of skins. That is from, yan pong coats of skins is of course, galing po yan sa hayop. At alam po natin na kapag meron pong kinuhaan ng balat ng hayop, meron pong tumigis na dugo. Amen. Because sabi ho ng salita ng Diyos, without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. Without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. Ibig sabihin po mga kaibigan, in the beginning, God sin entered into the world. But also in the beginning, God gave His promise. Hindi tayo pababayaan ng atin pong Panginoon. Amen? Hindi natin kailangang pagtrabuhuhan yung sarili nating kaligtasan. Amen? Dahil wala po tayong kaligtasan sa sarili nating kapakanan. Wala hong magagawa po sa atin ang sarili nating pamamaraan. Dahil kailanman hindi magiging sapat ang pamamaraan ng tao sa pamamaraan ng Diyos. All things are of God. Amen po? And as a result of the fact that everything is in the new creation is also of Him. Mga kaibigan, yung nilalang ng Diyos noon, no, na magre-resulta sa panahon po natin right now, na tayo po ay nagsimula na makasalanan, no? Sin answered in the book of Genesis. Amen? But the redemption is also there. Andun na po yung picture of redemption by the Lord Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not by our own might. Hindi sa sarili ho nating kakayanan. So, the fact that everything in the new creation is also of Him. All things are of Him. Everything that is implanted in the regeneration belongs to Him. The regeneration is also of Him. Nothing is of the creature or to be attributed to it. Wala ho tayong magagawa sa bagay po na yan. Doon sa kaligtasan, wala po tayong magagawa. Mga kaibigan, let us look on the book of John. Makita ho natin na hindi ho tumitigil ang pating pong Panginoon. Hindi tumitigil ang Diyos. Amen? In reality, God never rested. Hindi nagpapahinga ang Diyos. Simula noon, kasakasama natin ang Panginoon. Simula nung mga panahon ng unang taon na nilalang ng Panginoon hanggang kay Abraham, kay Isaac, at kay Jacob at sa lahat ng mga tao na nagpapasa-pasa andun na sumusunod sila sa ating Panginoon, kasama natin ang Diyos. Amen? And even the New Testament, nakita natin, kasama natin ang atin pong Panginoon, God with us. Amen? Sabi po sa John chapter 1, ipinapakita ho mga kapatid na hindi ho tumigil ang Diyos. Amen? Hindi talagang tumigil ang Panginoon sa atin. Sabi sa John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Sa panimula pa lamang mga kapatid, kasama natin ang Diyos. Akala natin noon na si Kristo ay lumabas lamang doon sa sapsaban. Amen. Akala natin na ang Panginoong Jesus ay doon lamang nagsimula. Pero ipinapakita sa atin ng Diyos na ang Diyos ay kasakasama na natin, si Kristo ay kasakasama na natin noon. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Sa panimula ay ang salita. Pansinin natin mga kapatid, the Word, yung salitang Word or the term Word there is capitalized. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen? In the beginning was the Word. Andyan ang salita, at ang salita ay kasama ng Diyos, at ang salita ay Diyos. Amen? Eh mga kapatid, si Kristo ay Diyos. Amen. Jesus Christ is God. Hindi ho natin pwedeng tanggapin na si Kristo ay tao lang. Dahil maliwanag na sinasabi, in the beginning was the Word, capitalized, capital W. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That capitalized Word was with God. And that capitalized Word was God. Was with God and is God. Amen po? Ibig sabihin po ng in the beginning, yan po yung sa simula pa lamang. The same, sabi po sa verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. The same was in the beginning with God. The book of Genesis says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen? Verse 3, all things were made by Him. Sino pong tinutukoy natin dito mga kaibigan? We are pertaining to Jesus Christ, our God. Amen? We are pertaining to our Jesus Christ, our God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Siya rin ay isa pa simula, pakasama na ng Diyos. Lahat ng mga bagay ay ginawa sa pamamagitan niya. At kung wala siya ay walang anumang bagay na ginawa ang nagawa. Imagine mga kaibigan, Jesus Christ is there. Amen? Si Kristo ay kasama ng panahon ng paglikha. Amen? Kasama si Kristo sa panahon ng paglikha. Hindi siya lumabas lamang nung nabalitaan natin na siya ipinanganak sa sabsaban. Amen po? Hindi siya dun lang binuo. Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything that was made. In Him was life. Amen? Nasa Diyos po ang buhay. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Take note of the light there, that's capitalized. That all men through him might believe. He was not the light, that's pertaining to John, but was sent to bear witness of the light, that's pertaining to Jesus. That was the true light pertaining to Jesus Christ, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, he pertaining to Jesus Christ, to his own, the chosen people of God, Israel. And his own pertaining to Israel received him not. Israel, the chosen people of God, denied Jesus Christ. But the good news is, in verse 12, but as many pertaining to everyone, many pertaining sa bawat isa sa atin, pertaining to everyone that believe, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. Many is pertaining to everyone. All we have to do is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should be called the sons of God, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh. Again, in the beginning of verse 1, we are pertaining to this Word, capitalized Word, that this Word was with God, and that this Word was God. And who is this Word? Who is this light? Who is this Him that we need to receive for us to be called the sons of God? This is pertaining to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word was made flesh. That Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. At yan na po yung time na alam natin, the Word was made flesh. Amen? Yan lang po yung nabalitaan natin. Yan lang po yung alam natin, that the Word was made flesh in the Di po ba? Doon sa sabsaban. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. By the Lord Jesus Christ, the God the Father declared. Sa pamamagitan ng atin pong Panginoong Jesus, sa lahat ng mga kautusan na sinusunod ho natin, sinusunod natin ay ang Diyos. Sino mang maniniwala sa atin pong Panginoong Jesus ay naniwala at sumampalataya sa Diyos. Amen po. Because the Word was with God and the Word was God. Amen. Ang Diyos ho natin na si Kristo ay kasakasama na ho in the very beginning. Sa simula't simula pa lamang po, makita natin that all things are of God. Yung disenyo ng atin pong Panginoon sa atin pong kaligtasan ay nandyan, binigay na ho ng atin pong Panginoon. Christ is the only basis for our salvation. Amen? Christ is the only basis for our salvation. Wala na po tayong ibang paraan for us to be saved. Amen? For us to be saved. Book of Romans chapter 5. Christ is the only basis for our salvation. All things are of God. Most especially, our salvation. Lahat ay galing sa Diyos. Higit sa lahat, ang paraan ng ating kaligtasan ay galing lamang po sa atin pong Panginoon. Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, pertaining to Adam. Amen? In the book of Genesis, the fall of man. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. Kailan po nagsimula ang kasalanan? Sin was entered into the world through Adam and Eve. Amen? Take note. By one man. Amen? Kaya kung papansinin ho natin in the book of Genesis, di po ba? Hindi sila namulat sa kamuwangan, kamalayan, until Adam eat the forbidden fruit as well. Amen? Doon lang nagsimula po yung kanilang kamalayan nang si Adam na mismo ang kumain doon sa pinagbabawal na prutas. Because sa kanya ibinigay ang utos ng Diyos. It is to Adam God gave the commandment. Wherefore, as by one man pertaining to Adam, sin entered into the world. And that by sin, because of sin, death was entered into the world as well. Not just physical death, but also spiritual death. And so death passed upon all men. So sino po ang makasalanan? The Bible says, wherefore as by one man sin in entered into the world. Amen. It is very clear that sin entered into the world by one man, and that is Adam. Kaya nga kung paanong sa pamamagitan ng isang tao ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sanlibutan. At gayon din ang kamatayan sa pamamagitan ng kasalanan, because of sin there is death. Spiritual and physical death. Sa gayong ang kamatayan ay nalipat sa lahat ng tao dahil doon ang lahat ay nagkasala. Amen? We need to accept that we are all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We cannot say that I am no sinner. Never ever say that I am righteous. Because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. By one man sin entered into the world, and death passed into the world. Death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. for that all have sinned. Amen. Lahat po tayo ay nagkasala. That's why yun po yung sinasabi natin na ang original or original na kasalanan ay namana natin. In the book of Psalm, sabi nga po, sa sinapupunan pa lamang, tayo po ay ano, makasalanan na. Tayo po yung nabuo sa kasalanan because we have that original sin. The Bible says, for all by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. Lahat tayo yung nagkasala na. Wala na po tayong lusot, mga kapatid. Amen po ba? We cannot say that I have no sin. Ano pa sabi dun sa 1 John? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That is very clear, mga kapatid. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Kapag sinasabi natin na tayo hindi makasalanan o wala tayong kasalanan, niloloko natin ang ating sarili at wala sa atin ang katotohanan. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we, and that is the good news, amen, all we have to do is to accept, all we have to do is to confess that we are a sinner. That is, the Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But the good news is, if we confess our sins, He, God, Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's very simple. Amen? Very simple. All we have to do is to humble ourselves in front of God. All we have to do is to accept, confess that we are a sinner. Because God is gracious, God is merciful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, we make Him. If we say that we have no sin, we make God a liar. And His word is not in us. That's very simple. Amen? All we have to do is to humble ourselves in front of God. And God will forgive us. Amen? All we have to do is to humble ourselves in front of God for us to be forgiven. Amen? For us to be forgiven. Amen po? The question is, are we ready to humble ourselves? Are we ready to humble ourselves? Are we ready to accept that we are a sinner? That is the key. Acceptance. Admit. Amen? Admit that we are a sinner. Needed a Savior. Amen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Gayunpaman, ang kamatayan ay naghari mula kay Adan hanggang kay Moises, maging sa kanila na hindi nagkasala ayon sa wangis ng pagsuway ni Adan na siyang kahawig niya na darating. That's pertaining to our Lord Jesus Christ, but not as the offense. Tatapot, hindi gaya ng pagkakasala. Ang iniahalin tulad po, mga kaibigan, this is the comparison of Adam and Jesus Christ. Amen? The comparison of Adam and Jesus Christ. Adam is the root. Si Adam po ang pinagsimulan ng kasalanan, but Jesus Christ is the answer for us to be forgiven with our sins. So darating po si Kristo, gayon pa masabi ho dyan, nevertheless, but not as the offense that is pertaining to our Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Mga kapatid, kahit ano pa, kahit gaano pa kalaki, kahit gaano pang karaming kasalanan, mga kaibigan, the grace of God hath abounded unto many. We are talking about our sins. We are talking about our sinful nature. Amen? Are we ready to accept that we are sinner? Because the Bible says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. Kung ikaw ay taong nakatira sa mundo, you are a sinner. Because by one man, sin entered into the world. Including me, including you, including you, including us. Sin entered into the world. Walang ligtas po doon. All we have to do is to accept the fact that we are a sinner. But the good news is, God is gracious to forgive us of our sins. All we have to do is to humble ourselves in front of a holy God. All we have to do is to accept ourselves as unholy in front of a holy God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. At hindi gaya ng ito ay sa pamamagitan ng isa na nagkasala, gayon ang kaloob sapagkat ang paghukom ay sa pamamagitan ng isa sa kahatulan. Ngunit, ang walang bayad na kaloob ay sa maraming pagkakasala para sa pagbibigay ng katwiran. For if by one man's offense that reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus. Verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Para kanino po yung judgment? Para kanino po yung condemnation? Therefore, as by the offense of one pertaining to Adam, judgment came upon all men, including us, to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ, the free gift came upon all men, for us, for all, to the world, unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience pertaining to Adam, many were made sinners, many including us, many including the world, made sinners, that is by one man's disobedience, that is pertaining to Adam, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one pertaining to our Lord Jesus Christ shall many be made righteous. Amen. Moreover, the law answered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? Christ is the only basis for our salvation. Christ, Jesus Christ, is the only basis for our salvation. We cannot be saved by our good works. Amen? We cannot be saved by our own will. Christ is the only basis for our salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. Not everyone. Not everyone saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter. Not everyone. Not all. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus saith, what is the will of God? Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. The will of God is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. The will of God is for us, the people, we, the world, trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the only basis for our salvation. We don't have any part in it. Amen? The regeneration belongs to Him. Nothing is in the creature or to be attributed to it. Wala tayong magagawa sa atin pong kaligtasan. We are the creature. But we have nothing to do with the regeneration. That is of God. All things are of God. Amen? All things are of God. All we have to do is to put our complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we are ready to humble ourselves, if we are ready to come to God and accept that we are sinners, amen? He is ready to forgive us of our sins. All we have to do is to accept the fact that all are sinners. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But the good news is, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. He, God, Jesus Christ, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, we make Him, God, Jesus Christ, we make Him, our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a liar. And the God or His word is not in us. Amen? So all we have to do is to humble ourselves in front of God. All we have to do is to accept that we are sinners, because if we are not going to accept that we are sinners, we are deceiving ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Amen? That is God's word. It is not my own word. But that is God's word. All we have to do is to accept. Amen. For us to have a right relationship with God. For us to have a right relationship with God. For us to know these things. For us to know the word of the Lord. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen? All things are of God. For us to become a new creature, all we have to do is to come to God, accept that we are sinners. Because if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. It is very clear that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. It is very clear. We are all sinners. The question is, again, are we ready to accept that we are a sinner? Don't be deceived. Amen. Don't be deceived. Humble ourselves. Accept that we are a sinner. For us to have the word of truth. For us to have the word of God. Amen po. All we have to do is to come to God, humble ourselves, accept that we are sinners, because He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for your message. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your reminder that we are all sinners. Lord, help us. Help everyone in this room to humble ourselves in front of you. Help us to accept that we are sinners and needed to be saved. Help us to give our trust, our complete trust, in your begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for us to be saved. Help us to humble ourselves. Salamat po, Panginoon. At sa bawat isa na nandito sa bahay-sambahan, yun din po sa mga kasama po namin dito sa Messenger. Nawa, Panginoon, tanggapin namin ang aming mga sarili na kami ay makasalanan sa inyong harapan. Nang sa gayoy magkaroon kami ng tamang relasyon, because kung hindi namin aaminin at tanggapin na kami makasalanan, niloloko namin ang aming mga sarili at wala ang katotohanan ng iyong salita sa amin, Panginoon. Lord, thank you so much po. Maraming salamat. Once again, help us to humble ourselves in front of you. Help us to accept that we are sinners and needed to be saved. Help us to put our complete trust in your begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for us to be saved. Amen. We pray these things, we humble ourselves. Nalapit namin ang lahat ng ito, Panginoon, at hinihiling. In Jesus' name, Amen.